Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And today, Bob?
It's more than Thursday. It's Creative Ice Cream Flavour Day.
It is, which, I mean, is an exciting yet unofficial day that we're celebrating here today, because why not?
We are putting the word out. We're trying to make it official. We've each got a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, plain old vanilla. I asked Corbin to run to the store last night to get me some. And then we've got our own sort of flavourings and toppings that we've added. Well, we're adding to
You've
them.
Made a start. What have you got in there so far?
So this is vanilla ice cream, obviously. I wanted to go a bit fruity, a bit Riverland oriented. I've got some local dried apricots. I've got some pistachios. And I added, for a bit of extra pizzazz, some vanilla essence, which sounds strange, but I thought I would just add a bit more vanilla in there. I knew the pistachios were going to be salty.
Double up on vanilla. That's nice. Yeah, trying to make it all work together.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just sort of stirring it around to try and combine it. Now it's kind of there. It looks
and that's
not
complete.
Great.
There's nothing else to add.
That's what I'm adding. That's it.
Well, why don't you try some of yours whilst I'll explain what I have done. I have taken the concept of adding a flavour rather literally. I've got myself a little 2-minute noodle, cup noodle sachet. So I guess really it's stock. I've gone with beef. I think chicken and vanilla probably makes more sense, but this also has merit. I think you're keeping it within the cow. It's beef and dairy. That's okay. So I'm just going to give a little sprinkle of that on there.
Over the top of the ice cream.
It looks like cracked pepper. That's beautiful.
I don't know about that.
And I also got my little thing
there's
of...
more?
Well, the little sachet of shallots, fried shallot. So let's put a bit of that on too.
Oh, no.
Oh, some veggies in there too. There's some herb and spices.
Veggies as well. So you've got, what you've got? So you've got vanilla ice cream.
Bit of beef.
Beef noodles.
I can see some corn. I can see some carrot and some shallot. So let's just try some of that. I'll have a really small scoop because I want to keep the flavour to ice cream ratio
He's
quite high.
He's going in, guys. He's going in. His face. He doesn't look too concerned. Are you? How's it going?
It's not bad.
Not bad in what way?
It could do without the veggies.
Yeah.
But it's got
naturally.
Body.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mine, I feel like I went...
Yeah, look, I probably couldn't eat a whole bowl of this, but I have made myself a bowl.
Can I suggest you add something to that?
Mm.
I've brought with me, I found this flavouring. It's a flavour for icing, like when you make cakes. It's just called Unicorn Dream. I have used it before, but have a little smell and tell me what you think
Unicorn
it smells
Dream.
Like.
Unicorn Dream.
It's purple. It's a bit glittery, but it's just a flavouring that I got from Woolies. It's very sweet.
It feels... I guess it smells like flavouring, so I am getting that kind of alcoholic sort of... not that there's alcohol in it, but that sort of noxious kind of...
quite potent.
It's very strong. It's very... it's like creaming soda without any of the bubbles.
Oh, that's a good explanation. I like that. Oh, you went with a lot.
Is that
just poured
too
it onto the ice cream. Nah. I mean, really, right, you've
so
already ruined it about
Unicorn beef
ago.
A la Bob.
How's it taste? That's worse.
It's so much worse.
So you're telling me that
what is
flavoring
Unicorn Dream?
Designed for sweets is worse than the beef stock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. To me, it's bubblegum-like.
It's just chemical. I've just poured chemicals on it.
Riverland, we would love to hear from you. If you have any sort of weird ice cream combinations, whether it be that you've tried it before and it tastes great, like I'm a Milo, an ice cream gal, or maybe you've got something else. The Unicorn Dream smell is filling the studio.
There's a reason that strawberry has stuck around.
Indeed.
It's a nice flavour.
Exactly right. Send us a text, 0427 Magic 3. I think Bob's going to have to go and throw up his ice cream.
I've got to stop eating it.
You're a Magic 931.